Thank you all for listening to One Mic Stand. Do follow us on our Facebook and Instagram page. That is ONE_MICSTAND. Also, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts with the same name. And last but not least, to all our groupies, we could not have done it without your support and feedbacks. Fuck yeah.
Talib, there's an eerie feeling. There's something strange in the neighborhood.
So who do you call, man?
I have called and summoned Master Chu to our podcast today. Welcome, Master Chu.
And Master Kelvin.
Yep.
Hello, everybody.
How are you guys doing, man?
Good, good, good. The only thing I can say is good. I cannot tell people bad.
Okay. All right. That's positive vibes coming out there.
Yes, yes. Because your if your vibes is negative, you're like a psychic vampire. Have you heard the term of psychic vampire?
No. Oh, see, we are getting down to it, man, at the intro itself.
It starts to get intense straight away.
Okay, that's a purpose. That's a kind of person.
Yeah.
You, after talking to them, you feel very, very tired.
Okay.
You feel that your whole life been sucked out. Your whole attention have to hear their worry. Their problems and everything. And after that, talking to them, you feel like, wow, I'm dying. That type of person.
Yeah, it's the same like when I talk to Talib. I feel tired after talking to him.
I feel that, although we have a distance also.
Social distancing, huh?
Yes.
Just to avoid depression. So, yeah, you're saying?
So this type of person. So for us, we have to meditate every night to cleanse the energy.
Okay.
So after that, when we come in the morning, when we come out,
yeah,
it's a fresh vibe, and people around you must be comfortable. So when people are comfortable with you, whatever you say, you already convince them 50% already.
Yeah.
The rest of 50%, you have to use techniques and facts and logic to let them understand that what are they going through. So once they understand what they are having their problems, they're willing to tackle it and they accept the problems, then what first of all is aware and accept and make changes.
It's like a PDCA cycle, man.
It's exactly the same. Just that we use it differently.
Plan, do, check, action.
Exactly.
You know what's a PDCA cycle, no?
Do you think I'm that dumb?
Yes.
Okay, after this intense start that we have, Master Chu, maybe you want to explain to our listeners what you do and how you attain the title of Master.
Okay, to be frank, the Master title is something that people given you.
Yeah.
It's not attainable. So people respect you, they will call you sir.
Yeah.
Or gentleman or something like that. It's like you have done something right until a certain point. They accept you as a guidance. So they think that you have better awareness and better knowledge on certain thing. So they need to learn from you. They address you as a master. So it's not like something like a PhD that you can go and certify and get the thing. So you attain certain level. Even a bus driver, we call them master also. Because they are master of drivers. They can do the bus correctly, everything. So it's form of respect than rather a title.
That explains it. Would you call me Master, Talib?
More like doctor. Yeah, you got the look of a doctor. So since we are here, I want to get straight to the point here that you are a certified Ghostbuster.
Yes.
Literally, I'm not freaking kidding here, although we talk shit most of the time, but this is true. He is a Ghostbuster. Him and Master Chu and Master Kelvin, they're both Ghostbusters. And how do you derive to this? I understand that your dad was a Ghostbuster. Is he the
tradition,
the one that started out, or was he?
He's the founder of the Ghostbuster company.
Yeah.
Our company called Ghostbuster.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Actually, when he started, way years ago, about 19 years ago, he started practice learning about this skill of Bazi reading, meaning fortune telling and feng shui and geomancy. So from there he learned already and is ready out to practice. So in Singapore we have to register a company.
Yeah.
So he joked with his friend, he said, I'm going to open up a feng shui shop and I have this ability to move negative energy out of the house, like catching ghosts type of thing. People, then his friend laugh at him. Then why don't you call yourself your company called Ghostbuster lah? I dare you, go Ghostbuster. And out of that.
So he should thank his friend.
Exactly.
Right.
The rest is history.
Exactly. And that time when we register Accra, it's not online. You have to go international, brother.
How does the person that
laugh all the way through, man? I tell you, when he call me. He asked me to submit the form and I write the thing. He asked him what's the name? Ghostbuster. I say, you sure you can register this name or not? And I say, he's very stern at me. Do it or you are dead. So the time of eyesight. So okay, I write on the paper, then I submit to the form. The officer say, are you sure or not? Then after that, yes, I say, my boss say yes. And after that, the officer was laughing all the way through, saying that, wow, Ghostbuster, keep showing to the other friends. Hey, see, I go Ghostbuster, you know.
But I think you guys have the last laugh now. Right.
Yes, I will say this name give us benefit and cons. Benefit and cons. Definitely everything is both sided. But I will say it's a blessing. I would say it's a blessing that this name was secured by us, and the things that we are doing from other master is quite different. Most master are able only to doing readings and see feng shui, but they are not able to do chasing or cleansing houses. So we have this ability to do cleansing and chasing away negative energy in the houses, not only on your side, on your body. We do in the house, office, so anywhere that as long the owner allow. Okay, that's a difference. A lot of people think that we have this ability. So you see anywhere you see ghosts, you chase away. No, actually wrong. We have to establish a golden triangle.
Okay,
meaning I need a client first, the owner to own the place.
Yeah.
Okay. He hired us, then I said start chasing away the thing. Because the thing giving the owner the problem. So we formed this golden triangle.
Yeah.
So we must be endorsed by the owner. Then after that, then we execute the operation and cleanse away the negative energy. Then the golden triangle will break off. Then the thing will be complete.
Man, I've got so many questions right now that I don't know when to start.
Never mind, let me start first.
Okay, start.
Okay, you mentioned about ghosts and negative energy. Are these two the same or these are different?
Actually, it's the same. It's ion and protons.
Whew, science.
There goes the science, man.
Physics are coming already.
Actually, you break down yin and yang. It's one and zero. Binary bits. Everything is came from there.
Okay, let's start with cleansing of the ghost or negative energy from a person's body.
Yes.
What's the worst you have seen?
Oh, we have seen when I just started learning, and my friend bring his girlfriend, saying that his girlfriend got
possessed.
Yes. And I say, must be kidding me, man. Means the time I'm still to be frank, I took a while to believe in such a thing. But I joined because my dad need help. Then I came in. Then after that, he bring his girlfriend into the office. Then suddenly, the girlfriend. Then I don't want, because girl-boy relationship, I don't want to go inside. So I stay outside the office. And then my friend running outside like chimpanzee or
chimpanzee.
Hey, I say, what, gui? Hey, lay yo. Hey, I know. And I say, hey, bro, relax. You think what's the problem? I say, my girlfriend, the ghost come out already.
Yeah.
I say, but you must be kidding me in my shop. Okay, then I rush in. Yeah, really. She was like stepping on like ballet. Her toes like tiptoe.
Yeah.
Up, and her hand is like relaxing, as if she was hanged. Ooh. in a ceiling. Man. So the type of possessor, then the neck is like this, and the tongue roll up. Then we ask, told my dad, ask, what is your request? Because normally a ghost can possess until like that. They have certain level, and they have certain permission
from the God. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going
to
ask you.
Okay. They have certain permission from the God to do certain thing. So that means she died of grievance. She come back here to do some revenge or do some stuff that she haven't complete.
Okay.
So my dad asked her, what you want? She say, I want your life.
The girl's life, you mean?
Exactly. She's okay. Envy that everybody love her so much. How come she should have nobody love her and care about her? So after that, from there, we need go. Okay, we tell her, my dad do some energy healing and do some prayers for her and manage to cast the thing away. And after that, she came back conscious and back to normal. But
when the entity or the ghost was negotiating with you,
yes.
What's the tone of voice?
It's another girl voice. It's another girl voice. Like, I want a life. I want a... But the time...
But she's saying Chinese, nah?
Yes.
Mandarin. Yeah.
Mandarin. But the time, unfortunately, we do not have CCTV. Because it's about 18 years ago.
Yeah.
The time, I think CCTV wasn't... it's there, but not affordable. When our shop starting off, it's not like today with fully equipped with computer and servers, everything.
Yeah.
Actually, when you come to my shop, you don't think it's a shop, a feng shui shop. You think it's a IT shop. because we have a lot of our iMac and servers.
Oh.
Because we store data, we store customer data and storage, everything into servers, everything. So we are very computerized and data management of we do CRM for our customer. So even that we SMS, we auto SMS our client to do certain things to remind them, our system able to do that. So okay, so back to the ghost. So she went back home. She washed the next day. She washed her face. When she washed her face, so you some ghost movie you saw, when we see the mirror, right? She never see her, no. She the ghost lady.
Wait, the story has not ended yet.
No. Just the beginning.
It just started, Talib.
No, because I thought that the ghost.
No. It's still a when long you
watch
way.
When you watch a movie, you know that's the climax, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you negoed and then that's fine.
No. That's it's just negoing. We haven't cast them out.
Okay.
So when she washed her face, she saw the mirror. She didn't see her own reflection. She saw the girl. Exactly like a movie. Exactly, she screamed. Whole family rush in, calm her down, then bring her. Now, this time around, the whole family came down. Came down to the office. With her. Okay. Then after that, my dad say because of certain period, we need to send God back to the heaven on the December 24th lunar month. So that time there's no God in our office. So we have to ask another medium from Indonesia.
Yeah.
It's our partner, another partner master that handle all those black magic and more serious cases. So he traveled down to Singapore and see the girl.
Oh, so he traveled all the way down from Indonesia just to
see the girl. Because, I mean, human life, we value everything. Not, we don't even haven't talked about the token or anything, appreciation, anything. We go down, we bring him down, and that night he do some ritual. When he do some ritual, he use a bunch of joystick. to smoke her neck. Immediately, whole family starts screaming.
The whole family?
Because they see rope burn. Appeared on the female neck, on the lady neck.
This is one scary story. Yeah, I still have goosebumps.
I tell you, even that time, some of the producer wanted to take this story and make it into a movie.
Mm.
So the whole family will freak out. Then after that, we nego what they want. Then she says she want a house.
A house.
And this house, we cannot just choose any house in Singapore. There's no empty house that you can put in.
HDB won't approve also, man.
No, I mean you put in, then how are you going to get back your money? I mean the house will be haunted by the female.
Yeah, yeah.
And who go in, who can, no?
Yeah, correct.
So in the end, we came out
Do you put it at the material house or what?
Sorry?
At that point of time?
Maybe certain office.
We got a lot of emergency.
we managed to nego. Then after that, we have to... Then my dad called me to find a house near the sea with a bridge attached to it, a Kelong.
Oh, I was thinking of your house. You're just living next to a bridge by the sea.
I'm not kidding. That's a long time, a big long time.
Which is connected to the sea.
Yeah, connected to the sea. Okay.
So the reason is because after she was trapped, we will cast her out, trap her in the house, and we use holy fire to burn off the bridge. So she cannot come back to the mainland anymore.
I see.
Okay, the next question people will ask, why don't kill her or catch her? First of all, she never killed any person. What law, what judgment we can give it to her?
But I can also say that it's attempted murder, because the ghost or entity wanted to kill that girl.
Like I say, a lot of people ask me, is ghost scary or human scary?
Of course human.
No, Talib is scarier.
Human.
Human will do evil things. Ghost, because you offended them. You crossed their path somehow and trigger the reaction.
Did she actually mention how she encountered this girl?
She went jogging and somehow she touched a tree in East Coast. So then the ghost follow her. But before that, she had two spirits in her body already. It's quite complex. Total, she has three spirits inside the body.
Man.
Okay, so we cast the thing. Well, I tell you, because the family do not allow us to do filming, I only managed to record the voice only. So if you go to our video, the one part, the introduction of the video, one part of one lady laughing, that one is real. That's the sound of the ghost when we cast the thing. She was so sad, and we cast the thing out and we placed her in a banana tree. Put the banana tree on a boat and push the boat away.
Okay, wait. Why banana tree?
Yes, I want to.
It's always banana tree, man. When you someone say Pontiana, or
even
something.
In Malay, Malay culture, when it comes to ghosts, it's banana tree also. Why?
It's the most similar body structure like human.
I see.
Yes, they have the very close density of human structure, like lotus also. Lotus root, everything. It's very close to human structure, and like ginseng. Ginseng also another and but ginseng too expensive to burn.
Okay, that's a valid reasoning.
Lotus, you want to find a very big one, very expensive. Also quite difficult. The easiest way is banana tree. You go plantation, buy $10, you can get it already. Valid reason, right?
So after that incident,
yeah,
the girl is okay. Everything is okay.
No, we only managed to cast one. She still have two.
Well, you can always do that in the sequel, right?
No, the parent, they refused to do it.
Ah,
they refused to continue. Not my choice. But when we give her a ring to seal up the thing, two other spirits cannot do a lot of things.
Okay.
So they cannot surface out anymore. So actually, point to point, that then slowly the girl told us, actually this was happened a long years already. Sometimes they went out with friends, suddenly they say you are a different person.
Personality, you mean?
Different tone, the way you talk, everything is like a switch of person. For half an hour, then you come back. As they were so shocked. But she didn't realize that she her body already been controlled. So there's few stages of possession. Layer 1, layer 2, layer 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, layer 3 is once you go layer 3, we cannot cast anymore.
Oh, even you can...
No way. It's already there's inside.
The end already.
It's already... Like somebody wake up, can speak Hindu or Chinese, can speak other kind of language. We totally take over.
But nobody actually, very few people actually reach that, right? Because probably someone would have realized, something is wrong here.
They drag too long. Most of the cases, they drag too long. And some of them, they convince them to kill the whole family. We have this case also.
Wow.
They keep asking him to take the knife and kill the family. This is real. This is very real.
Have you ever encountered different culture of ghosts in your...
We go states. We go Nepal. We go Indonesia, Muslim. We go everywhere. I tell you. That's why I say when we break down to energy, proton and electrons, vibes, positive and negative.
Yeah.
Easier to say. So it's I give you another analogy. I see this bottle. What do you see? From behind, you only see left or right.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, I see his eyes melted. So are we seeing the same thing?
No.
We are seeing the same thing.
Why?
Just that.
The preface is a different...
Exactly. Yeah. Your perception. Your mind already tell you that this is like that. This is like that. So from this point, telling you that everybody is seeing the same thing. So it's just energy. Yeah. We remove the culture, we remove the religious.
Yeah.
It's just pure energy, yin and yang. That's all.
Nice.
Nothing else. It's clean, naked. It's positive and negative only. So whatever religious. When the positive overcome the negative, negative have to go.
But you have to deal it different way. Let's say different culture, different kind of ghost.
No, we it's use the one way. Same way.
Mm.
Because the way we are taught are based on our culture. If another master from Tibetan, he teach me another method, I'll use this method. As long as it works.
Yeah.
That's all you spoke.
But what is your original culture? Is it like Buddhism or Taoism?
We are Taoism.
Taoism, okay.
But I'm a mixture of Taoism and Buddhism.
I see, okay.
I'm a mixture of I'm both. My dad is pure Taoism.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you ask me, which one better? Actually, none are better.
Yeah. As long as it works, like what you say.
As long as it works. That's the most important thing. What you want is result. You say, cannot see ghost. How you know that's ghost? Then can I ask you, can you see air? How you know that's air?
Mm. Yeah, it's a question that's been going around. Yeah.
You can't see John Cena also.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you know who's John Cena? Interesting, man. Okay, I want to get to Master Kelvin now.
Okay.
So, how are you, Master Kelvin?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
You're looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to ask you this. When you step into this place, right, what are your vibes? Because, why I ask you this question? Because a lot of people talk about where we are right now, which we're going to move real soon. We are at Godamal Complex. And if you look up the internet and things like that, you'll see stories about Godamal Complex, especially the fifth floor. And we are on the fourth floor, and obviously the ghost has access to the fourth floor. So, what are your vibes?
But the truth is that the ghost is everywhere.
Okay. So that's a very valid answer. Yeah.
So you see, so many people come to our shop every day. There's only, in my 10 years at the shop, I only see two people that their house have no ghosts. Because our grandmaster, he have the ability to see, example, what is obstructing a person. So our God grant him the ability to see whatever that is wrong. So example, if your house is wrong, has some problem, he'll be able to see that there's a ghost there. So you see, in my 10 years over in the shop, right, I only see two instances where the person's house don't have ghosts because cannot see.
Mm. I mean, there's ghosts here too, man.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you feel the bad energy, the vibe?
Yes, actually you can feel the difference.
Right now in this room?
Yes, even in this room or even in the corridor that we walk. See you guys. So fast.
Dalit has left the building.
Wow, that's fast. That's really fast, man.
Do you guys feel scared when you started this out? You know, some people are scared of ghosts, not even ghosts lah. I mean, certain things. Do you feel that?
It's like you're asking a policeman, are you afraid of catching a criminal?
Some do, you know.
Yeah, some do. They do. But in our line, we cannot afford to have that. So it's part of the... I will say that when you are chosen, so the God, I suppose the God will take this into consideration. Mm. So like example, we have many people who join us over the years.
Yeah.
They come and go because some of them, they cannot...
employees?
Yes.
Okay.
So we employees, we also have, and we also have some disciples. They want to learn from us. But because the things that we teach them is real.
Yeah.
So the moment they start meditating, some of them, they experience some
disturbance
yeah. and they quit.
On the spot.
They quit.
That's it.
I have one guy, he joined us. Then we asked the God, we asked one of our masters, how do you have anything that you, any pointers for this guy? Yeah. So you know what he say? He say, you work for 3 years, then we see how. Then exactly 3 years, this guy left. Exactly.
Do you have any pointers for this guy? be an accountant.
change
your whole freaking life, yeah. And like, okay, I'm sure if you say that every place there's ghosts, right?
Yes.
Surely there's some friendly ones and not so friendly ones.
It's actually the ghost is just like a leech, you know.
Mm.
So it's like we have some energy and they need to survive on something. So why do they possess you? Why do they come and disturb you? It's not because they are consciously doing it. So they are actually like leeching on your energy. So if you look at the Taoism practice, the Taoism believe that our human soul is not one part, it's 10 parts. So 3 of the soul is permanent. The other 7 is, in short, what it refers to is that the other seven parts is actually our emotions. So upon death, the emotions will dissipate. Only the 3 souls will remain. That is why when you look at how the ghosts behave, they behave with no emotion. They want something, they want something. They tell you, I want this. They never talk, if I'm doing this, does it hurt someone? They don't think in this way anymore because the emotion is not there.
One Mic Stand. Thank you all for listening to One Mic Stand. Do follow us on our Facebook and Instagram page. That is ONE_MICSTAND. Also, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts with the same name. And last but not least, to all our groupies, we could not have done it without your support and feedbacks. Fuck yeah.
So, okay, what do you believe after death? What happens after someone dies?
You mean according to the Taoism belief?
Yeah. I mean, what you guys practice and believe.
Or what you guys believe.
Yeah.
According to the Taoism belief, so our soul is divided into 10 parts. So three of the souls will go to 3 different places.
Okay.
Okay, one is permanent. Okay, nothing can touch that one. So it will stay in place until your next reincarnation.
Sure.
The other part actually will go to the ancestor tomb.
Alright.
Okay, and then the other one will actually go to hell, where you accept judgment for all the bad things you do. Or maybe some reward for all the good things that you do.
Okay, so there is heaven and hell.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But I always say go to hell, you know, don't go to heaven.
Oh, okay.
Because...
Now that you've started, why?
Why? Because
everybody wants to go to heaven.
I always joke, I say heaven is very boring. Because you just sit there, maybe you sit on a very nice lotus chair or a very fancy chair and you just look at the air. and you glow and you look very shiny, yeah, and no one to talk to you. Okay. I say, you have you been to see, look at the 7 months, they burn a lot of very cool offerings like mahjong set, TV, nice cars. Where where they burn all these things? iPhone.
iPhone recharger.
So where they burn all these things to? They burn it to hell. So if you want your iPhone, then you go to hell.
That explains it, man.
Yeah.
Actually, you know why? You always see green light in hell.
Okay, why?
Because that's tiger sign. Heineken. That's Heineken light. Calling you, hey. Come on, man. Liam Locker now.
But okay lah. Having a ball of a time. Like Peter Tosh say, you know, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Let me ask you this. I mean, growing up also, we have seen a lot of these Hong Kong ghost movies, you know. Sometimes they have Kung Fu mix in it. Do you guys study Kung Fu
to combat
all this and negative energy and ghosts?
So you have to, first of all, we have to accept that whatever that you see in the movies, they have some element of truth inside, but mostly it's exaggeration.
So I've been light my whole life.
But it's good entertainment though. Yeah. At least you feel happy after that.
So you don't need to have a kung fu skills to be in this line.
No need.
We have a few guests down here before. I think there's about two before. And I'm not saying that they are right or wrong, or I'm not putting them down or whatever. But it's a totally different scope from what you guys do.
Yeah.
They actually look for ghosts. With their, what do you call that, Achraf?
EMF, all their equipments.
Yeah, equipments and things like that. And what do you think of people who do this? Like look for entities and things like that, going to places where you think it's not advisable?
I mean, they are trying to prove that it exists. They are trying their best to prove to the public that
I should collaborate, you guys, man. Hey, guys, meet these guys and then let's see how the debate goes.
I would say that they are looking for trouble, because trouble is bound to come when you keep finding them. So there is a reason why we avoid spirits, okay? Because they cause disturbance to our life in one way or another, because they sap you of, like I said, mentioned just now, they are like leech. They sap you of energy. So of course we appreciate that they're doing most of the hard work. They invest on all the equipment to try to find some proof of the afterlife.
Here, because when you say they're doing all the hard work, you know, it's like they did all the hard work and then and then you guys destroy it.
Shit, that actually makes sense, man.
Actually I should encourage them so I have more business.
Yeah, that's the thing. So your suggestion is don't go that path, lah. Don't go and find ghosts.
Not if you are a normal person.
Okay.
What's the worst ghost or that you have faced, that you've seen?
Actually, I've seen quite a lot, you know. So I had one recently. One guy, he do meditation. So without the proper guidance. So what happened is that, you know, he start to hear a lot of voices. So the ghost will tell him, you know, hey, you need to meditate in a certain way. Then he will listen. Then next day, another spirit tell him, oh, you need to do this. Then he listen. End up, there's a lot of things trapped inside and he became very confused. Oh. So he came to us. We told him to stop. We told him, you're not suitable to do this. And then you are confused already, because without the proper guidance, it's actually very dangerous for this person. That's what happened to one guy.
How do you see if someone is suitable or not? Like, let's say they have to go through a certain cleansing or things like that. Or, you know, because there are a lot of people who does this kind of things, like, you know, for the fun of it. I want to meditate and then suddenly shit happens and, you know, and then they come to you guys and say, you don't have it in you, to be honest. Do you go and directly and say something like that to someone?
We don't tell them directly, because we believe that everyone have the potential to cultivate to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But the problem is, the real important question is, why do you want this power?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So you see. So today you can become a very good master. But why do you want to do that? So you know, because we are in the I'm a Taoist myself.
Yeah.
So I went to a few Taoist temples in Singapore. So I have a few medium friends. You know, every year, during the God's birthday, the deity's birthday, they will kneel down there and they will ask the God one question: can I stop being a medium? So there are those people that are inside this line, they are trying to get out of it. So why are you trying to jump in? I always ask people that. Do you have a purpose?
Maybe they want to impress their girlfriends.
Then that's not exactly a very good reason. Exactly, that's bound to get you into trouble, ma.
Yeah, correct. Well, why would they want to do that?
Yeah? I don't know.
The girls would be terrified of them.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you a true story, yes, man. Once upon a time, about 20, 21 years ago, I know a guy, okay? This person has the ability to tell you what number is going to come out tomorrow. And true enough, when I was working there, so this whole entire company, he asked for something. He says that, I've not shared this story much anyway. This is the first time.
I'm first time hearing it. Okay, also.
So he asked for a container. You know those condensed milk container?
Yes.
The old one. The one that's really worn.
Yes.
And then after he's the one that scoop rice. You know that, right? Yeah. Yeah, and then after that, he says, okay, tomorrow I'll give you a number. True enough, he gave us a number. The whole freaking workplace buy that number. But he says, I cannot guarantee you whether this is going to come out as it is, or you got to switch it around. So, people buy lah. Came out. Okay. First price.
Every time?
One time he did that, and then after that, maybe 50% of the company struck 40.
Some people have this, what we call, they are born with it. Mm. So they are born with the guardians, they're able to communicate with them. So they have, everybody have a mini guardian. It's how infinity and how much bonding you and the guardian is. And whether is it time or not.
Yeah.
So his time already reached already. But they are not. He's not able to mature enough to use this ability to do more stuff. So for us, we have to cultivate this energy, the bonding with the God or the guardian. We have to build up a certain relationship to let them trust me, and I am not able to like do bad things.
Yeah.
So for all, I believe all religious only teach people to be good. So I believe that all God, even God or ghost, they don't harm people for nothing.
Yeah.
They punish you because you have done something wrong, and they want you to straighten your path. Sometimes it's just a small fall down and make you awake. But some people, even a big rock hit your head, they say, never mind. still okay lah. Still okay lah, bo chap lah. So, but the problem is, so they have this gifted thing, but the problem, they are not properly guided. One day, I don't know what will happen. If he's lucky, he will get a mentor and guide him proper, and he will attain even higher level. Low lights, like Tibetans, they don't teach script by using book, no.
Yeah.
They have more advanced technology. They call NFS.
Okay.
You mean like handphone, right? Use a head and touch a head. Cook! They transfer the data over already.
Yeah.
So the other monk were able to chant the script.
Mm.
How do you explain this type of thing? You can't.
Yeah.
And you say, must be fake. I respect your perception or decision. But the problem is, if you are there and you see the whole thing, it wasn't staged. I mean, you change your life. You think that, oh my God, the whole life I have lived, I wasted so much time. That's why I left Air Force.
Air Force?
Yes, I was in Air Force for 11 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I was Air Force 11 years. I quit and then joined my dad.
Okay.
Yeah. So after I left the Air Force, I learned a lot of things in the Air Force. I mean, I'm not the carry boss but I learned a lot of things, like management, infrastructure, SOP, everything. Then I implement into my dad company.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, I make the company into a more modernized structure way of handling customer and relationship and cases. So you have to be there to see, and you will feel it. And you still do not accept what you able to see, there's nothing much I can do.
Have you met someone who's like skeptical when he comes over?
Oh, many.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Okay. Many.
Someone who just comes and then, I don't believe in this, but it's just forced into coming to see you guys because they have a disturbance or something.
Yes.
And then eventually they get the shock of their lives.
Yes, I tell you, we go to some houses, they lock the door and call police. And
they call you and then they call police.
The mother call us.
Oh, okay.
So the son, having a problem, call police and lock us in. So I mean, okay, I'm waiting for the police. And the police tell me that you are not the first one.
So, you lock many guys in there.
Yeah.
So, but the son has a problem. The same guy has a problem.
Yes.
The bloody ghost made him do that, man.
I would say he has some confusion because he do not understand what is real and what is fake.
Mm.
So because he have a lot of illusion things going through his mind, at night people talking to you, you can't sleep well. When you lose your sleep, that's why when we torture a person, very easy one. Don't let them sleep.
Yeah. That's part blast of the music methodology.
The blast music make them blur. After 36 hours, you ask them what they will tell you even your father's name.
But you can blast music to Ashraf and he will not go through this, right? The worst of music, he will just listen to it.
I will sing along to it.
But after 36 hours, you will not. You will start confusing.
I want to ask you this. How different is it when cleansing a person's body and a house? Is it the same or is it different way you do it?
It's different method, but the principle behind is the same. Yeah. It's always, I say, negative and positive energy. So you just believe me that I'm a battery, portable battery vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
I travel around and I suck away the bad energy, cleanse away, and I give the house or the room with a positive energy and vibes.
So do you have to go to every corner of the house and bless and do all those kind of things?
We use holy water to help aid us in the cleansing also. So from there we will move around the whole house and cleanse it. Once we cleanse really, we put up two talisman, mini talisman. It's a Taoism thing. We will ask the owner for permission. We do that already. And after that, we will tell them that it's maintenance free. It's treated as a firewall.
How long do the person have to put that up?
Normally, the effectiveness of the firewall is 1 year plus to 1.5 years. Yeah, that is the effectiveness.
But when these kind of clients, when they have complaints about their house, about spirits, all these things, what actually is disturbing them?
Sometimes
is it one spirit, two spirits, or what are they experiencing?
It's different. We have cases like door open, the main door. In all the house open by itself and closed by the whole night. And it was captured in the CCTV. And we have the footage. We have the footage of the video. And we have another footage that every night, 12 p.m., the water tap will start turning on by itself. Water will flow. We have footage. We put 4 or 5 cameras to shoot the whole thing. And was present there.
That's like the poltergeist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That one is a higher level of... spirit. Normal spirit cannot do that. I tell you, I would say 90% spirit cannot do that. Only demigod or attain certain level, or the spirit is empowered by a master, then it can do that.
I'm going to ask you this because people are going to listen to the podcast and then after they're going to ask this same question here.
Yes.
Because whatever you just said, the whole entire script of our conversation, people may just say that, what if it's a mental issue? The question that I'm going to ask you is there a thin line between mental issue and people are hallucinating, schizophrenic, things like that, bipolar, whatever that they have inside their head, and actually being possessed by a spirit?
Yes.
So maybe I want to answer this question. So that you have, but okay, we can take a look at from another perspective. So have you ever considered that whatever mental issue that they may have,
yeah,
is actually caused by something else? Because the main effect of, like just what Master Chu just now, they said, very few ghosts can actually move objects or do the things that you see in the movies.
Yeah.
Most of them actually cause hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
They make you believe that something is real. Okay, so you see, when a person has mental issue, why do they have mental issue? Because they go to, we put it in a very funny way,
yeah,
they go to a different place to find what they want. Because they believe in something. So you see, why is it that, what is the cause of the thing? So you see, over the years, right, we have many people. I did one young boy. So just now, Master Chu also mentioned about it. So this guy, he don't dare to take the MRT. He don't want to go to school. He's 16 years old. After that, he keep wanting to commit suicide. So ever once, he actually climbed out to the condo window ledge, you know. And then the neighbors, right, they all freak out. They call the police because they're scared that he will jump down.
Yeah.
Okay, so the parents, they call us. They say, they ask you one question. Will my son jump or not? They ask Master Chu this question. So Master Chu say no. And then he never jumped. So he was...
Okay, wait, how do you know?
He know, yeah.
Because it's actually... Because the God say he will not jump. So we told the parents he will not jump. And the truth is, he never jumped. So he was locked up for one night in the IMH, and then after that they sent to a psychiatrist to see him, and now he's back to normal already. So after we check for him, right, and before that we don't know his background, we don't know what he did. So we go and we do a psyche check for him. So what happened is that this guy, so he had this girl who liked him. So he rejected the girl.
Yeah.
Then the girl committed suicide.
Oh.
Okay, and we didn't know that, no? So we told him that there's a girl that follow you and commit suicide one. He said, yes. He said, this girl that like me commit suicide for him. And then the spirit of this girl keep following him and causing him to do a lot of things. So he say, it's a mental issue. Yes, I will agree with you. I'll say that some of it, yes, it really is a mental issue. Okay, perhaps it's a genetics or what, okay, or whatever reason. Genuine mental issue.
Uh-huh.
But for cases like this one, the truth is that after we did really right, he recovered.
Mm.
So now he's able to go to school. His parents are very happy anyway.
Yeah.
So he's able to take the MRT,
yeah,
able to fly. Last time he's not able to do any of these things.
Oh, okay.
So you see, the thing is results. So you see, we are like doctors, you know, we can't solve all the patients that come to you, we cannot solve everyone. But what's the harm? If let's say you've been to see the psychiatrist already and there's no other way out. For me, there's no harm. No harm in trying one more method.
Yeah.
It's not say that I confirm I can help you, but maybe I can. That's the point.
And how do you attain this third eye? You know, there's this thing where it's called a third eye, so that when the third eye is open, you can see things, you can see ghosts. How do you attain this?
Okay, maybe I explain a little bit more. There's another kind called yin yang eye.
Okay.
Okay, there's a yin yang eye is born with it. A person will be born with kids, they can see ghosts all the way on. I mean, there's the eye is able to see a fourth dimension light. The fourth dimension light. We now what we see is three dimension.
Uh-huh.
They can see an additional light of the fourth dimension light. So they can see the fourth dimension stuff. So they are born with it. I would say it's a defect. But this defect is God given it. So some will say it's a curse, some will say it's a blessing.
It's a gift.
Gift. So this depends what you think about it. So ours is third eye. Third eye is we are lucky that we can switch on and switch off. Okay, so it's the main meaning is be trained after when you do the practice. So meaning is a series of programs and trainings that you learn. You learn when to able to use it and when to not able, you don't want it affect your life.
Can anybody learn to have this third eye?
No,
study?
Unfortunately, you must be being chosen. And who can be so chosen? No one know.
So even if you try your heart, after 10 years, you still won't get it. That means you're not the chosen one.
I'm trying on 19 years already. I'm doing this. 15 years. 15 years. I only touch the surface.
But your dad is able to do that.
Yeah. I'm able to do that now. But the problem is not as clear as this. It's right now maybe HD. I'm still SD.
No, I think he's 4K.
Yeah. his furthest record that he can see is LA. I mean, a client from LA came down. He's able to draw the client house layout.
Oh.
Without going like LA, you know. He draw out and the sofa, everything, and he tell where the ghost is.
Man, that's...
That's like teleportation also.
That's 5G, yeah?
better than 5G.
But what else can you see with this third eye?
Okay, so this third eye will tell us where is the spirit. And this third eye is also combine the ability with your guardian. So if your guardian refuses to let you see the spirit or the negative thing or anything, they will not appear on you. So it's a combination of both effort, a human and a guardian, the spiritual guardian. So for us, when we do this training, we must have a spiritual guardian. We must have a God following you or willing to assist you. Then after that, when you say, okay, I come here already, I want to see things. Then after that, when you switch to that mode, if the God refuses to let you see, you can't see anything. But you still can feel it.
So this mode that you're talking about, because I have the perception that if I have a third eye, if I'm going to switch to this mode, it's like if you watch that Predator movie, you know, suddenly
it's not like
it's not like what you see now, suddenly you can see another person,
you see flur image, thermal image style thing. Actually it give you vision. Give you vision that okay, this thing is around here. Like without I step in the house door, if the God let me see, I can see your bedroom already, layout. I tell you your wardrobe what color already.
Okay, that's scary. Can you tell me what underwear color is?
Like what I say, if the God allow, yeah. That's why they are quite control. They are quite control. But definitely it's part and parcel. It's something that we need to be trained. Actually, when I started to decide to join my dad and I wanted to learn about this skill, the God tell me that I need to wait for 20 years later.
Wait, you are 19 years right now?
No, 15, sorry.
15, okay. You got 5 more, basically.
Yeah, then I can learn. So, my dad asked how to wait 20 years and start learning. That means I start learning at 20 years later.
Yeah.
And I need another 20 years to attain a certain level. So then how old am I already? 60? 70?
Yeah.
I already half dead already.
Yeah.
Then what can I do? Then after that, then they did a negotiation with the god. Then they I think they went for AGM.
Bloody hell, I was seriously that's fucking I was seriously concentrating, man.
Went for AGM, then after that they discussed, okay, I need to find a tree.
Yeah.
So the clue is this: I need to find a singing tree.
Singing tree.
This is true story. And I write in inside my biography.
Yeah.
I need to find a singing tree, and then I will able to skip the 20 years.
Okay, wait. Did you find that singing tree?
Unfortunately, after walking all the park, I realized what is the term called singing tree.
Yeah, please define that term.
Wait, let me try this. It is not a tree.
It is a tree.
It's a metaphor, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Initially, how can a tree sing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Confucius kind of stuff. Huh?
Yeah. Taoism is like that.
Mm.
Even God language is all like that. Okay. So I go there, and many months, I get frustrated sitting in the forest, Singapore nature park. And suddenly, wind blow. The tree starts singing. The branches squeaking. And I found that tree. And that tree has become the guardian.
This is very deep.
I was like,
They will not tell you, like, you go find a tree that wind blow, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you know.
If like that, like, wow, my life is damn easy, man.
No, the next thing that's thinking in my head when I look at you is, should I ask him where's the tree? But obviously he's not going to tell you where's the tree.
Yeah. Because I need to change the soul. I need to exchange the soul of the tree.
Yeah.
The lifespan of the tree, trade with him. So I increase my age in spiritual.
I see.
That's what they do. So I become spiritually older.
Yeah, but so, mortally still at that age that you are.
So other psychic reader, they always say, hey, how come you have a very old soul?
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so without telling them that this
through all, you.
Yes, they always tell me that you have a very old soul. How come,
Old King Cole was a very old soul.
Yeah.
And a very old soul was he.
Let's say me and Talib wants to go into this line.
I people ask me that my kids will follow this line or not. I tell you, never. I tell you the truth. I'm seeing psychiatrists.
Okay.
You see, I'm seeing psychiatrists. Why?
Is it because of the things that you've seen?
No. It's because your burden has become my burden.
Oh,
when I
shit.
take your task, I remove it, the thing will follow me. You have you feel the your bed when you're sleeping, people walking from your leg, depression, right? Step by step to your neck. When you open your eyes, you see a shadow standing in front of you, want to strangle you.
Boh.
And this happened only during your sleep. And that's when you are most vulnerable.
Mm.
Your mental health, everything is haywire.
And it doesn't help that most of these ghosts are, portrayed in movies are women.
Most of the time, because women are scarier.
We can say that shit now.
That's applied to wife also.
I just hope the feminist movement don't come after us. Yeah.
Feminist movement, we're just joking.
What advice would you give to people to not get possessed or stay away? To be cautious.
Normally, we will say if you do enough good deeds, you're lesser prone to get been attacked by this evil spirit. Mm. Because the charity you do, the good karma you have, will protect you. Actually, this is a very good way of doing that. But definitely don't tempt fate. Yeah. I have an incident by in three guys wanted to see ghosts. They want to see real ghosts. So they went to a master in Malaysia. So in order to see ghosts, they need to bury their clothes under a coffin. The reason is to lower his luck. When your luck is high, you cannot see. When luck is low, you can see. So they do that. They take out their clothes, everything, they change, and put under the coffin and bury it. That night, 6 p.m., they see ghosts jumping from cemetery to cemetery. Tum 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 tum. Whole night they see it. In the end, one dead, one went crazy,
yeah.
One get very rich.
One get very rich.
Yes.
Okay, I can understand the one who is dead because something probably stuck him or whatever. I can understand the one who became crazy because he saw
it. No, the dead guy went to the same guy. Then he became crazy.
He kept calling
the dead guy, the guy wife. You're my wife, you're my wife.
Now what I want to know is how did the third one get rich?
It's luck.
Oh,
so okay. You're playing Russia roulette. You don't know when is the real bullets.
So that's the advice, man.
So do you still want to be a Ghostbuster, Talib?
Never my ambition. Never my ambition. I mean, the stories that he say, sometimes I get goosebumps, especially that the first lady. Is she still you know that she's still around?
Yeah. She's right doing now? Business okay.
Yeah.
Doing business okay. Just that my friend is not with her anymore.
Yeah.
But that she's what I heard, she's doing okay. But just that the still got two spirit trapped inside the, as long as she never removed the ring, she's alright. When we seal the ring on her finger, she feel a lot of pain.
I see.
Yeah. So she refused to carry on to remove the second and third one. Nothing we can do lah. You understand? Lah? We have did quite a few famous people. They sometimes do halfway, then they say they are okay, they do all and do continue. We can't force, you see, because we are the type that we don't call you, no.
Yeah.
Even you are my uncle or who, I don't call you one. I don't call you, hey, you need to come here and do some prayer, I don't know. You want, you come yourself.
It's up to the individual to...
Exactly.
Yeah.
If your heart is not there, even God appeared in front of you, you don't think it's God also. You see, like the man in the island, on the island, the three vessels came and rescued him, and he did. He go back to heaven and ask God, how come you never send and come and rescue me? I'm so devoted. And he said, I already sent three vessels to you already. Then he said, oh, I didn't know. I thought it must be your manifestation. So the perception... If who kill you, it's yourself. The perception kill you. So God give him another chance. This time around, you reincarnate and be another person. So he did it. And this time around, he tells him, I want to do a charity life, do everything right, everything correct.
Positive energies.
Yeah, everything right. Then he died and go up and ask God. God asked him, do you go to play skydiving? Do you go to do those adventure thing? Do you go to fly a plane or anything? Nothing. I just pray to you only. You're wasting my slot. What the hell you are doing?
Yeah.
You're wasting
this,
the slot.
This is the problem, is it? This way I thought that it's a serious story. Yeah. Here comes the punchline where it's like, ah, damn.
My gosh, you're wasting love!
Any last words from you, Master Chu? And please mention about that three blind men that you told me earlier.
Yes, I would say life in life, things that are real or fake is up to individual perceptions. What you want to choose to believe. In there's a story, there's a three blind men. who touch an elephant. One say it's a snake, one say it's a tree trunk, one say it's a stick. So both are touching the same thing. How come got three kind of result? So we believe in God. And for me, I believe in this energy. So if we break down the clothing and religious everything, it's different angle. We look up at the God. Actually, we are looking at the same God. Actually, we are looking at the same thing, but different angle. Different angle, you give you different impression.
True.
Okay. No matter what God or religious or culture, as long as you're doing helping people, you're true God.
Nice.
And what about you, Master Kelvin? Any last words for our listeners?
So just maybe I touch on what he's just saying. So basically, it's just all about the energy. So the energy actually will manifest in different ways based on a person's belief. So example, you are living in this part of the world. So you may believe that God should exist in a certain way. That's why it manifests in that way.
All right. Thank you so much, Master Kelvin and Master Chu, for being on our podcast.
Thank you very much.
And giving all these insights and laughter.
I really don't expect this. I tell you honestly, man. I expect some straight-off conversation where there's no joke. And it's gonna. I really gotta dig these things out of you guys. But no, I was wrong. It's an excellent conversation. I love this, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you very much.